All right, guys, we're going to talk about asking passengers for ID without any reasonable or articulable suspicion, which is a question posed to me earlier by somebody, and it just gives me fuel for a video, for an idea for the video for the day. So we will go over a couple different cases. We'll talk about a Supreme Court case, which guys from the other states should find value in, and then we'll talk about the New Jersey case law that allows you to do such a thing. All right, so in Hornberger versus ABC out of 2002, I will post the link to this as well. Here's what it says. In the absence of reasonable grounds to suspect criminal activity or other violation of the law, which would probably be a motor vehicle violation, on part of a passenger, it would be improper for an officer to demand the passenger's identification after stopping a vehicle for a routine traffic violation. Now, however, you are allowed to ask as a mere field inquiry. You can always ask for ID. You may not be able to compel it from somebody, but you can always ask. So we have a case in New Jersey, State versus Sirianni. It's 2002. I'm going to read you a little bit about Sirianni and some brief versions of it so you guys can understand where it comes from. And you could take it back to your administration. You could let them know, like, hey, I know that you don't think we can ask people for ID in the car without any kind of violation, but here's a case that says we can. I just want everybody to be on the same page. I want administrators to understand what can and can't be done and read it for themselves. And if you're not interpreting case law, feel free to reach out to me and I will answer and help you guys understand it as well. I was told today by an administrator from a different agency via phone call that he even has a hard time understanding case law. And it's just great that I can break it down for him to make it very understandable so they can implement it and feel comfortable with it. So that's what I'm trying to do for everybody. All right. So basically what it is, you got some Belmar, or they call it Belmar, but it's with the W. It's the one down in I guess Camden or Gloucester County. I pass it when I go down to see the guys in Deptford. They're watching a house. They're just waiting on a homicide suspect to return to the house. The car pulls into the driveway. It sits there. These two cops, detectives, investigators go and approach the car. There's a guy sleeping in the car, something burning in the ashtray. They knock on the window. He's not answering. They eventually get him to wake up. They see a bag of weed hanging out of his back pocket. There's a black bag in the front seat. When they wake him up, they see the black bag as he's leaning over for his credentials. They make the arrest. They do a search incident arrest. They find, now in 2002, you got to know that you could search a car. We had PC back then. It wasn't like, you know, it's just like it is today. We're not under Peña Flores. I know we're still having some people who are having Peña Flores reminiscences and still thinking that that's been somehow in effect, but gone. It's absolved. So they make the arrest, they search the bag, they find a backpack, and there's LSD and more weed in it, so a quantity of LSD. And Mr. Mario Sirianni wanted to try to challenge it, saying that cops didn't have any reasonable or articulable suspicion to ask him for his ID. And the court said this. Let's see. The officer identified themselves and asked the defendant for his name and credentials. The defendant responded with his name was Mario Sirianni. They lived at his friend's house where the defendant had parked in front. By then, the officers had learned from the computer check that the car was registered to Mario Sirianni with a Camden post office box address. As the defendant looked for his credentials, he leaned to open his glove box, blah, blah, blah. I already said this to you. In the appeal following denial of his motion to press, defendant asked the court to adopt a per se rule that before requesting identification from a person who was lawfully in a public place, police are constitutionally required to have reasonable suspicion that this person has committed a crime. According to the court, there is no such per se rule. So good to go right there. Here's what it says. The encounter began as a mere inquiry, which requires no constitutional justification. On-the-spot questioning involves neither detention nor seizure in the constitutional sense. It follows, therefore, with a police request for identification does not by itself constitute a seizure or detention within the meaning of the Fourth Amendment. The court said, we see no reason to depart from the general rule that a request for identification does not in and of itself transform a field inquiry into a Terry stop. A mere request for identification without more by a police officer does not invoke detention in the constitutional sense. So you're good to go. Go back to State v. Sloan, which I'll add up. I'll add into this where, again, they refer back to this and say, hey, you can do this. You can request identification with no constitutional justification, and you can run people because they found it to be not under state. And I'm just off the top of my head, under the state and federal constitutions, it was not a search within the Fourth Amendment. So you can run passengers. If they're providing information for you, you can run passengers. If they pop for warrants, you're good to go. Can I go back to some of these horror stories I hear from people who, you know, man, encounter some of this stuff that I just don't even want to get into it. I promise myself I'm going to keep the negativity off of these videos. I don't want that. I just want everybody to understand and acknowledge that we have some things we need to iron out in this society, in our law enforcement society in New Jersey, that I want to just get on the same page. I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. I just want to relay information to you guys so you guys get stuff out of all these videos. Get a lot of good compliments on it. And I'll post Sloan, the link to that. I'll post Sirianni, the link to that. And then I'll post Hornberger versus the ABC. And you guys can read that. The reason it says Hornberger versus ABC is because of the United States Supreme Court case. They're all named a little bit differently in each state. Sometimes it's like the state versus, like in New Jersey. Sometimes it's ABC was actually the American Broadcast Company. This was like an investigation that they did. But you can read all this different stuff. And good to go with that. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Hopefully this is informational for you. I want to give you guys value. First batch of stickers are already out. If you guys want a sticker, we'll send them to you. No charge. So you can just send an email to Street Cop Training. Let me do this again. StreetCopStickers@gmail.com. StreetCopStickers@gmail.com. Just send us your name and address, and I will send one out to you. And that's it, guys. If you need anything, reach out to me. Good to go.